Hello and welcome to Landward, readings of place and season, with this special edition from the Landward Poetry Project, inviting poems from all over Wisconsin. I'm Catherine Young. I live, farm, and write in Richland County in the Driftless area of Wisconsin. Today I'll be reading a poem by Tim Motor of Superior, Wisconsin. How can one fit the world of moments of all the creatures and ever-connected histories of one place into one poem? Tim Motor does just that in Seraphim Over the Glacial Spillway. No God is an island surrounded by skies of questioning praise. In the Wisconsin highlands, invisible airy mountains tall as Himalayas hover over boreal forests and drumlin near the town of Brule. At Twin Gables, an old man orders black coffee, two eggs done easy, sausage links, hash browns, and English muffin toast as he peels back the lid of a plastic pod of grape jelly. In Duluth, a newsman calls for 3 to 6 inches of snow, his instructions set down in a confused almanac. At the Hughes Town Hall, acorns with ochre stems on round caps drip from leaking red and white oaks in startled intermittent drops and thumps. Near Superior, at the mouth of the Middle River, seagulls indulge themselves, surprised with mid-Atlantic currents, their wingspreads exalted and frantic. The Old Oak Inn and White Birch Supper Club prepare to serve frog's legs and venison to tables of primly costumed couples. An old man walks the confines of a conifer swamp. He is the lone human traffic on a footpath that once carried commerce, language, and occasionally disease to places whose unpronounceable names are forgotten. When the Department of Transportation tore up the highway near Gordon, just a few miles from where the Jerseth Creek wanders, they discovered evidence of Clovis. Undiscovered are the copper culture jewelry and the Neolithic tools buried in the peat. Their topography will squish beneath our maps. At first, the trees are complacent, their roots entrenched in the soft sand floor of glacial Lake Duluth. They laugh and applaud, imagining harvest breezes in the long whispering shush. The hawk is an afternoon comet drawn in ellipsis, surveying wrinkled treetops with a gaze of present tense and memory, wings out, patient for starlings. All at once they abandon their asylum, a mirage of feathers learning to be constellations. They make circus of the sky in loud, arguing circles over the Winnebago Bridge, unwary of danger. A picture begins to develop under the fir canopy. A weasel looks up from his inertia. Wild ginger shrinks into the startled, tensing earth. A vole with her own weather report runs intently back and forth over red, orange, and yellow leaves. In just a few hours, she will be burrowing anxiously beneath 36 inches of pre-winter snow. Snowshoe hare remain brown. Hiding in plain sight, they become easy prey for fox and kestrel. Sudden layers of wet, heavy snow are pushed in eager, repeating walls of wind, a teeth-clenching cold that is preserved in generations of genetic memory. Seven wolves in a single file line withdraw into clouds of ever-changing shadow. Deer cut their legs, breaking through the icy snow. They crowd in herds and lay on sides of hilltops. Trees crack like cannons from the French fort that used to decorate Leo Creek. Without reprieve and in the name of their terrible God, angels sing self-portraits in blankets of thunder snow and blizzard lightning from Spirit Mountain to the Maple Fire Tower, terror in search of warm bodies, holy, 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 until nothing living protests or responds. After 3 days, Fisher and Pine Marten prowl the barrens, growing full on grouse who lay in hollow frozen caves just below the snow. At the Ulu Rock, the pines sag to breaking, branches bent with beards of carved Norse dolls. Ranging for miles of slow-motion silence, a great horned owl looks for skunks and porcupines near the Percival Mine. In the blueberry swamp, a clump of snow will drop on a timpani surface, startling a bobcat who has not moved in hours. Surrounded by tamarack and witch hazel, an old man sits exhausted and inspired on the edge of an exposed stump. He folds his map and smiles. A raven echoes a call for ravens. Halfway up the sky, it starts to snow. You have been listening to a poem by Tim Motor, Seraphim Over the Glacial Spillway. This poetry is brought to you from the Landward Poetry Project with the support of Community Radio WDRT and the Wisconsin Fellowship of Poets, celebrating reading, writing, and fostering poetry. More information at wfop.org. Many thanks to volunteer and poet Isaiah Yanish for his help in producing this program. This is Catherine Young for Landward. Thanks for listening. You can find more of my work at CatherineYoungWriter.com. Podcasts of this recording will be available at WDRT.org.